Here I am positively popping into your inbox on another Wednesday for more midweek motivation with me, Jane Cox. Today, I'm doing things a little bit differently, and this may be something that I do frequently or from time to time. I'm going to explore the blog that I've linked into the midweek motivation because I think I can add a little bit more depth if I speak to you about it, as well as sending you the link to the subject that I've blogged about each week. So the blog that's been really brilliantly received, and I'm very grateful for that, has been all about me thinking about what we are, the I ams. When I was growing up, my biggest I am was that I was a failure. And this is all about our self-talk, all about the stuff that we repeatedly say about ourselves every day. We're often thinking about how we are to other people. Are we good enough? Are we kind? Are we generous? Are we thoughtful? But we forget how important it is to be kind to ourselves, to think about what we're saying to ourselves repeatedly. So I want you to start thinking about your I ams. What are the things that you frequently think about yourself? In the blog, I'm suggesting that you make a list, and I want you to look at this list. It's going to be really easy for you to probably put down the negatives. I am not good enough. I'm not a good enough mum. I'm fat. Yep, even I am fat has an impact on how you eat, how you think, and how successful you are at managing your weight. So your I ams and your list of I ams is going to help you to start resolving some of these issues. So I'm a very good mum. Perhaps some of you could identify with that when you sit down and think about it. Are you there for your children when you can? Do you consider their needs? Do you do your best each and every day, even though that can't always be perfect, because none of us are? So think about everything about you and the things that you think about yourself, and start building a positive I am list. And can I encourage you to do this with your children? Do this with your friends. Get over the difficulty, the embarrassment, the awkwardness, and start getting your friends and your children to big themselves up. So that's it for today. And I look forward to seeing you again on my blog and on Audioboo.